Blog Talk Radio.
I thank God for the opportunity to come before you. This is Pastor Steve Dinwiddie of New Seasons Ministry, located at 1830 Lamont Drive in Dallas, Texas. Amen. You can catch us on Facebook at New Seasons Christian Ministries. Amen. Or you can catch me, amen, on my Facebook page at Steve Dinwiddie. We'd love to hear from you. Love for you to sort of pray with us. Amen. If you want to donate or support this ministry, P.O. Box 383006, Douglas 275138. And I'm so grateful to me because God is good. He's good all the time, and all the time God is good. I'm prayerful today for all those that are sick and shut in that are not able to make it out. Amen. But if you're able to get out and worship God, we invite you, amen, to come and worship with us because we believe that God is doing a mighty thing in this season and in this hour. I'm excited about the topic on today, amen, the breakthrough, glory to God, breaking through. Amen. And I cannot wait to get into that topic, but first, amen, let us go boldly before the throne of grace. Father, we love you. Praise and magnify you. We thank you because you're an awesome wonder. We appreciate you, God, because we know that it's you that is on the throne. We appreciate you, Father, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, that you are the great I am, our buckler and our shield, and we trust you with all that we are and all that we have. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God, amen. I thank God, amen, for all those that are listening. Amen. I was reminded, amen, of an old mother in my home church in San Antonio, Texas. Amen. That her name was Sister Collins. Praise the Lord. Amen. Her name was Sister Collins, and she used to pick us up from the projects. Amen. And take us to church, and then take us to her house. Amen. And feed us. Amen. And take us back to that night service and have YPWW. I thank God for her. She was such a tremendous influence in my life, along with many others. Amen. From Anderson Temple, Church of God in Christ. Amen. But she used to sing a song, amen, and the song was Until You Break Through, praise the Lord. Until you break through. And I used to just listen to her sing that song, glory to God. And it said that you keep on praying until you break through, until you feel the touch of God. Just keep on praying until you break through. Praise the Lord. And I used to listen to her sing that song, amen. And as she began to sing, amen, the verses to that song, and the second verse that she was saying was a testimony of her mother. She said, my mother broke through, glory to God. She kept praying until she broke through, amen. So it was a testimony, amen, of what you have to do in this day and age, amen, in order, amen, to be pleasing unto God and to finish your course. But I gather to say today that the biggest hindrance that people have, amen, in this earth realm that are children of God is we don't really know how to press. The Bible said that we're supposed to be pressing toward a mark, amen, that we're supposed to be pushing toward a goal, amen. It's a high calling. That's what the Bible calls it, a high calling. But so many times, amen, we find ourselves giving up too easily to our circumstances. We find ourselves, amen, looking at throwing in the towel, amen, before we contemplate fighting the challenge. And so many times, amen, when we get ready to do what God has called us to do, we don't mind the glory, amen. We don't mind the faith. Excuse me, the fame that it may present to us or the reward at the end, but we have a problem being challenged in the endurance factor, praise the Lord. We have a problem being challenged when it comes to are we able to press toward that mark, amen, in order to be in the place or position, amen, to get what God has for us. We are in a position where our tolerance level is low and we can hardly take anything anymore. The Bible declares that in this generation that we are wiser. Yes, we are smarter. We have more technology. We know more. We're more well-rounded of the things of this world. We are wiser, yet we are weaker, praise the Lord. We can't take anything. Amen. We cannot take an offense, praise the Lord. We can't take a disappointment, glory to God. We find ourselves, amen, dealing with things in life, amen, the way the world deals with them, and it seems that we have no hope because we're ready to throw in the towel at the beginning. But I'll tell you what, when Paul began to admonish Timothy, praise the Lord, when he began to let him know what it was going to take in order to be a child of God, amen, and to be a leader in the community of the church, he said, you're going to have to endure hardness. Glory to God. you're going to have to endure some things in this life. And not only endure them like you're just trying to survive, but he said, like a good soldier, praise the Lord. Sometimes we sing that song, I'm running for my life, I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them that I'm saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and water baptized. I've got Jesus on my side, yeah, I'm running for my life. I love that song, amen, it does something to my heart. But when it talks about running for your life, you're always recognizing and noticing that there are perilous things around you, but yet you are still running. You've been equipped, and I've been saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and water baptized. I'm equipped with the whole armor of God because I know that this is warfare. I know that I'm not supposed to go through this life just holding hands and skipping along the yellow brick road. There are going to be some challenges in my life. But those challenges need to be met with your faith. You have to show the devil, amen, that you are greater in God than he is in the world. Praise the Lord. Greater is you, he that is in you, than he that is in this whole world. So if we begin to think about breaking through, I thought about, amen, as God began to show me this many years ago about the life cycle of a caterpillar, praise the Lord, the life cycle of a caterpillar, glory to God, amen. We see a caterpillar, amen, as they begin, amen, to start out, amen, in their form, praise the Lord, and they begin to crawl around, amen. They're not able to go real fast, amen. They don't go real far, but you will see them just on the ground inching along on the ground, amen. It seems like that there's no way, amen, that there's some goals in their life that they're going to be able to meet because they're so low down, amen. They're so slow, glory to God. It don't seem like that they're going to be going anywhere, by God, today. But if you know the life cycle, amen, how many of y'all know that it's not about how you begin, but it's how you finish? If you don't know the life cycle of a caterpillar, praise the Lord, you begin to underestimate them, glory to God. You'll begin to say things like, they'll never be nothing. Have you ever heard that before? Or, I can't see or imagine them being successful in anything, glory to God. You begin to think about, you know what, I tell you what, let me help them a little bit, let me push them along, because I don't think they're going to really get far by themselves, glory to God. But one thing about this particular lifestyle or life cycle is that it doesn't stay in that situation. As a caterpillar begins to grow up, praise the Lord, crawling around, inching its way toward its destiny and purpose, at some point of time, amen, they begin to get in a cocoon stage, glory to God. And in that cocoon stage, they begin to metamorphosis, glory to God, that begins to change who they are. Every time that I think about the life cycle of a caterpillar, I think about the Bible when it says that we're going to be renewed, but we're going to be changed by the renewing of our mind, transformed by the renewing of our mind, how God is going to start it in our mind, amen, and he's going to begin to change us and reconstruct us and put us in a place of victory, amen, because God is not through with us. The Holy Ghost has equipped us to change and to be new, different, amen, a citizen, amen, of the heavenly, glory to God, sitting in heavenly places. But we start out in a cocoon stage, glory to God. So here you go from going around inching on the ground, finding yourself going slow, seem like you're never going to get to your purpose or your destination, and all of a sudden now you're in a cocoon. Now you're stagnant. Now you're stuck. My God, today, do you hear what I'm saying? Now you're in a position where it seems like that nothing's going to ever change around you. Seems like you were in the same predicament last year, praise the Lord, the same circumstance that you've been in before. But inside that cocoon, God is working on you. God is blessing you. God is shaping you, and he's molding you, and he's equipping you. And sometimes, amen, I heard someone say this. I've never done it myself, but they said that if the caterpillar is in the cocoon and you see him struggling, sometimes people have a tendency, amen, to go over there and try to tear the cocoon open, amen, so the butterfly, the metamorphosis of the caterpillar can come out. But what I understand about science is that if that caterpillar comes out too early, then their wings are not ready, and therefore, if you open it too early, that butterfly, which is supposed to fly, cannot fly and will begin to walk around on the ground just like the caterpillar. That's the reason why you have to pray when it's time to help people. Everything is not helpful. The Bible says that everything that is lawful is not expedient. Sometimes you got to let people go through their struggles. Sometimes you got to let them struggle through these processes. so that they can be strong, so that God can use them in their hereafter. Glory to God. I know I've seen people in situations where I say, you know what, God, I just want to be able to help them. I just want to be able to give them something or give them some finances or make it easier for them down the road. But God has let me know there's a process in transformation. In order for you to be reconformed into the image of Christ, you have to go through a process. You got to go through your cocoon stage and the fighting of the struggling of getting out of cocoon. What you thought was making you weaker really made you stronger. What you thought was taking you under really made you above. And now that caterpillar, amen, that began to struggle to get out that cocoon by himself, praise the Lord, as he got stronger and stronger, by the time he break out of the cocoon, now he's ready to fly. Now he's ready to go forward in the things of God. Now he's ready to go higher. That same caterpillar that could never imagine being at the top of that tree, praise the Lord, now they're able to soar and look over their circumstance of that situation. That's the same thing that God wants for us today. God has a purpose and a plan for our life. I know that you started out in the mucky mire. I know that you started out in poverty, praise the Lord. I know that you started out in the project, amen, and you were sharing food with the neighbor next door like I was, praise the Lord. But God has a plan for your life. God wants you to know that he's with you, that he'll never leave you, that he'll never forsake you, but he has brought you out for a time such as this. That's the reason why the Bible clearly says when we begin to think about it, how God begins to work all things together for our good. He's shaping us. He's molding us. Our opposition, praise the Lord. Those things that we've been pressed against, glory to God. Those things that it seems to take us over, so somehow making us stronger and keeping us in the center of his will. You need to be renewed. You need to be transformed. You have to allow God to shape and mold you to the image of Christ so that you can be all that God wants you to be. That's why I love that song. It says, if I'm going to keep on praying until I break through, until I get my change, until the victory is in my hands, I'm going to keep on praying until I break through. God has a plan for your life, amen, but you have to believe it, and no matter what you see, you got to speak things that are not as though they are. I am the head. I am on top. I am the limit, not the borrow. I am strong. I am not weak. I am not alone. God is with me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. Yea, I do walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, but I fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. His rod and his staff give me comfort. You know what his rod and his staff do? They correct you. They shape you. They guide you and lead you towards your purpose, towards your destiny, towards the things that God has for you. But we must first endure hardness to be able to take something, praise the Lord. We have to be able to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow Jesus. In this day and age, people want to give up before they get their breakthrough. But I contend with you, if you would stay in the will of God, that God has a great plan for your life, all you have to do is trust him and trust the process. Yes, you were a caterpillar. Yes, you were down and out. Yes, you were slowful. Amen. And then you find yourself locked in a position or place or stagnant in your life. That's all true. But now it's time for your breakthrough. Now it's time for you to go forward. Now it's time for the will of God to be done in your life. Father, we love you, we praise and magnify you, we thank you, because you're an awesome one, God. You've met us here, fill us with the Holy Ghost, God, and empower us to be who you called us to be in this last and evil day. We want to fill us, we want in a stagnant state, but God, now we are butterflies who can fly to the highest of highest. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, and bless you right now. Pastor Steve Benwood and New Season Ministry, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.